11:50 for water.
Bank of Carter, this is Ruben. Can you please hold for a moment?
Sure.
Thank you. This is Ruben.
Hey,
hello?
Ruben, it's Bo and Debbie. It's Bo and Debbie. How are you?
Busy. Yourself?
Same. I'm busy as hell. I got been on phone calls all day. We've got two more offices open.
Okay.
I recruit mortgage offices across the country.
Yeah, I thought it might be you. That's sorry, just finish up a quick call. So, can I ask you to grab a pen and make some notes so you have this for your records? Kind of idea of what we can do?
Sure.
Okay. And since you're in the mortgage business, it's probably going to be a little easier, some of the terminology. And Debbie, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both perfect. Here.
Perfect. So let's kind of bring this up and see what's going on. Give me a second. All right. So the first thing is, American Bin, you have not decided how you're going to run that company, if it's going to be a DBA of Genesis or if it's going to be its own separate corporation. Is that correct?
Well, our preference, we were just going to file a single member LLC. But I didn't know how that affects what you're doing, so that's why I said, I'm open to it. But we were going to do a single member LLC in Debbie's name.
I don't think it matters. So basically, let me kind of start from ground one and kind of give you an idea of how we underwrite business loans and what's available. Just so you know a little about Bank of Cardiff. We've been in business 12 years. I've been with our firm for 9. We do a tremendous amount of business financing for this specific type of equipment throughout the country. Actually, the vendor who referred you, we financed his customer's truck, but we've provided multiple loans for bins and this exact equipment. So from a business standpoint, we do startups. Whether this is a sole member LLC or a DBA of Genesis Marketing really doesn't make any difference. The fact that you have some business history and they're related businesses can have the ability to get you some more money, but the borrower here is going to be the American Bin. It's not going to be, no one's going to quote unquote run a truck through Genesis Marketing. We can maybe use them as a cross corp if that company has good business credit, but this will be viewed as a startup. So let me give you my thoughts on what I can approve you for, and we can take it from there, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, so in terms of startup funding, we have a few different programs available. The truck you're looking for is about $35,000. I've got a program in mind, and what I want to do is I want to make sure realistic expectations are set. Do you have an estimated payment that you're trying to hit for the truck?
Not really. I mean,
okay.
Okay.
And the bins,
not
have
really.
You...
I make good money. I make a lot of money, so I'm not too worried. As long as the terms are decent, I mean, we haven't, like, said it has to be $600 or $500 or $800.
Okay.
Obviously, the lower the better.
Okay. And how much are the bins you're looking for? How much do they cost?
Well, normally the pro forma calls for ordering 12 bins, which is a little over $30,000. But I was going to start with 20 bins, which was going to be probably in the $50,000 range. So roughly $2,500 with shipping. And that entails the various sizes. So some of the smaller ones are 2,100. Some of the 20-yard bins are 2,600. So roughly 2,500 a bin shipped to my doorstep.
Okay. And there on the quote, there's a reference of something called DBA Cheetah Hauls. Is that a business you own as well?
No. That was just some name ideas that we were playing around with.
Okay. So, off the top of my head and based off my experience, here's what I think is really reasonable for you. I think we could do a few schedules, and schedules are different assets that are financed. The financing we provide, even though it's personally guaranteed, one of the advantages of the loan is it goes underneath the business credit. so it does not affect personal credit. So any Bank of Cardiff loan won't appear on your personal credit report. The only way it will affect your personal credit is if you default. And a lot of business owners, you know, that's important to them, so they're not affecting their debt-to-income ratios when they go to borrow money. With startup funding, it's pretty cut and dry. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you kind of a worst-case scenario and then work backwards. But from startups, my experience is you have to be very clear with potential customers what the terms are, what the conditions are, because there's no point of beating around the bush, okay?
Sure.
So let me give you a program I have in mind, and I might be able to get something better, but I'm going to quote you kind of worst-case scenario here.
Okay.
So I'm going to use the $36,750. I'm assuming sales taxes are going to be added on to that as well. So do you know what your sales tax rate is?
I don't know if that's in New York. I mean, he had quoted as 36.5 is purchase price.
Okay.
7.5% would be worst case scenario, but I'm not sure in New York if they have that sales tax.
You're gonna have to pay sales tax. We'll quote you on not rolling it in, and I've got 36.5 plus a 250 doc fee, so I've got 36.750. So let me quote you on this program and give you an idea of what's gonna be available here.
And just putting down payments down help. I mean, we have the money. It's not, you know, I think, you know, that's not the issue.
My experience with startups is this. It's really an opportunity loan. And most importantly, you have to kind of go backwards. And I'm sorry, I've got a few people beeping through. I'm just going to put my phone on Do Not Disturb, or else it's going to drive me crazy. Let me just put these up. Let me just kick this off. Give me about 20 seconds, okay?
Sure,
give me one
sure.
second here. All right, I'm sorry about that. It would have driven me nuts. Hello, are you with me?
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there. So here's what you're looking at. Most business loans, time in business is very crucial. For example, you run a mortgage company. If for Genesis Marketing is a mortgage company, correct?
No, Genesis Marketing is a marketing company.
Marketing company. Great.
Yeah.
So let's say you were buying a printer to produce flyers. Now, one of the big factors of why it'd be quite easy for you to get funding is because that business has been around for a long time and therefore has an established customer base and a revenue stream. The challenge with startups is, and a lot of my best customers have started with me from a startup nature, the challenge with startups is you're lending to a business that doesn't have a revenue stream, which inherently makes it a lot riskier. There's good credit here. I'm just kind of giving you how the underwriting is done. So let me quote you on what I think a standard program would be, and then it will go, if you're interested, it will go build your business credit history, and we're really a relationship-based lender. So I'm going to quote you on doing, it's a 20% first payment, which means your first month is 20% down plus a small documentation processing fee, and then 35 remaining payments. That's usually what's available for startups on the truck side of financing. I do think we could take a look at something that is older. That's not going to be a huge issue. One thing I would ask you is, have you run any comps on this vehicle? Do you feel like that's a standard price, a below market price? I'm not really an expert on the valuation, so have you guys looked into that at all or no?
Yeah, I mean, I've looked on a comp basis, because the hook lift is about $20,000 installed. For that swap loader, it's brand new. So if you look at the sum of the parts and you take that off, you're looking at paying about $16,000 for the truck. So we feel that's a very fair market price.
Okay. So the majority of the cost is this lift here, correct?
Yes.
And how long does it take the lift to get installed? Is it something that can be done immediately? Is this truck ready to ship, or does it have to be manufactured?
No, I mean, basically what Rich's Casone does and a number of other people, they buy truck chassis, and then they're a dealer for Swap Loader and some other companies. So my understanding is, you know, you order the hook lift itself, maybe $17,000 or $18,000, and then it's about $2,000 or so to install it. I don't know how long it takes them to install it. I'm sure, you know, it's not a terribly rough process, but So that's kind of how I arrive at the 20,000.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, so do you have your pen handy?
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to give you, like I said, worst case scenarios. This is pure startup, not doing a cross corporate guarantee. I don't know if the fact that these businesses being related will get you a cross corporate guarantee, but I want to give you worst case scenario and then work backwards. If we looked at, say, a 36-month term with putting some money down, you'd have $7,350 as your first payment and 35 remaining payments at approximately $1,232 a month. That's worst case scenario. Now, if it gets approved for, say, standard pricing, which is a completely different avenue, which I'm not going to put the cart before the horse, but I will work on the approval and get you some answers tomorrow once I understand the file a little more. The difference is that your payment would probably drop to something in the range of around $1,050 or so per month. That's on the truck. Now, in terms of the bins, I do think that I don't know if Bank of Cardiff could cover the full amount. We do a lot of startups in the range of, say, I see a lot between 35 to say 85,000, but there's nothing wrong with us taking a crack at it and seeing what we could provide. In terms of the whole bins, I would like to see a quote on what we'd potentially be financing, but I do think that's something we could take down. What terms would you look at? Probably pretty similar terms that I'm quoting you, but just to give you math, if you're looking at a 36K truck and we're looking at, say, 70K a bin, so plus or minus, it'd be about double the payment. The most important thing for startups is that there's a tremendous amount of sticker shock in this industry, and a lot of customers say, I've got good credit, so I deserve X, and I like to avoid that situation by being clear with potential customers so they know what we can provide and what's available for them in the marketplace.
No, I understand. I mean, I'm in the field, so jacking the sub. I understand there's a risk attached to a startup, even though it's personally guaranteed. I get it.
It's a great program for a lot of. I can tell you, I just got off the phone with a customer that I funded a tremendous amount of business for them, and when they first came in, they were basically treated as a startup. They had a lot of different changes to the name. They've got their hands in a lot of different pots. They run three businesses. Guy makes a tremendous amount of money, good customer. But my relationship with him dates back to him coming to me, me quoting him terms, him saying there is no way, you know what, I deserve X. And then he came back. He was realistic. He said, hey, look, I shopped around. You know, you were honest with me. I'm going to go forward with the transaction, and hopefully we can build a relationship. And that's what we're about here. That's why we get referrals from vendors as well. But I think those terms should give you some accurate ideas of what you'd be looking at the truck. And then, I'd like the opportunity to see if I can provide financing for the bins. I guess the only question I'd have for you on the bins is, some of these bins take a long time to make. I've seen some that take 3 months to make. How long does it take these bins to make?
I can have them drop shipped within 30 days.
Okay, so that's pretty quick.
Yeah, the guy I'm buying them from, his father wrote the white paper for Been There, Dump That. That's the dumpster franchise.
That's your franchise, correct?
Yeah, they replicated his father's franchise model. So between me and you, I want to build a relationship because we're going to form a licensing agreement versus it's down the road. But I'm going to be the blueprint and the test case for this model.
Okay.
We're going to roll it out so for licensees versus franchising.
So
the licensing is a cheaper model for rolling this, and that's why I'm using the American Bins because it has a national name to it. Anyway, that's down the road. But
so let me ask you a few questions. Is your business going to operate as American Bin, or is it going to be operated as Been There, Done That?
No, American Bin.
Okay. You're just going to be carrying their part.
No, they're a competitor.
Okay.
The gentleman I'm working with, his father had some things to do with their business plan. So I'm just saying that the people that I've built these relationships with, are in this business. So I'm not taking it lightly.
Okay. Second question for you, or third question. There's three. The first thing is, where will this equipment be located?
Okay, I think on the email I sent you, it's in Columbus, Ohio, but I actually own a 1-acre commercial lot that the bins will be stored. So it's a great location with a building on it, with an office. I already own that. I've owned it for a long time.
All right, so one second. I've got here. It's in the same state. So the billing address is the home address, and then we have a billing location. Will the business be ran out of the home to start with?
Probably some of the phone work will be, but the corporate office will be on East Main Street. I can give you the full address. I don't have it.
Yeah, so if you could get me the full address, and like, I just like to think ahead for funding. My goal is to do everything up front, so the funding process, there's no stipulations. If, you know, basically, you could sign documents by tomorrow or Monday and get everything clear by Monday, Tuesday. It's a very quick process. I guess the question I have is this. So you've got this location. I understand that you, Deborah, is the only signer. What I'm going to do is I'm going to think ahead for a minute. The location that you have, who is the legal owner of that property?
It's actually my family, so it'd be my mother's name and her trust.
So there'd be a lease agreement.
There probably won't even initially. I mean, we can write up an agreement between my mother and American Ben.
That's probably the best thing, and the reason is this equipment, we understand, goes out to jobs on third-party locations. We don't really require lease agreements for most transactions if you've been in business 2 years, but generally for startups, the underwriter is going to ask a copy of that lease agreement, and the reason is they'll need to prove that equipment can be put at the current location. It's just a general spec they do. So here's what I would say. At this point, you do not have an LLC set up yet. Is that correct?
That'll take me 24 hours.
Okay, not a problem. So here's what I'm going to do, and Deborah is going to be the only person listed. There's not going to be any other officers on the LLC, correct?
Correct, just her.
All right, and what I would tell you is, and I just give people, I'm not here to be judge, jury, and executioner. I'm here to make their transaction fund smoothly for their vendor. Make sure she's the only person on the SOS, any type of corporate filings. If other people are listed, they will ask to see their credit and underwriting. So make sure she's pretty much the only person. If there's anyone else listed, they basically better be an attorney. We've gone through these issues where someone says, well, I'm just the manager. Well, they'll ask for it. So make sure she's the only person on the SOS. What I'll do is I'll start ranking up at a potential approval for the vehicle based on this being a single member LLC. So it won't need to be filed, but I can just get a soft approval. The only thing I'd like you to send me in the meantime is a copy of the quote or invoice on the bins. When could you get that to me?
On the bins, I can get that today. I already have the bid written up.
Okay. So I think I've answered all my questions. I'll get it into underwriting today, and then you should probably expect a call from me tomorrow with exact terms on your approval. And if they work, we can get your documents out either tomorrow or Monday to get the orders placed.
Okay, so the lease is not a problem. I can write that up with my mom in no time when we're ready. I'll forward you got the contract for the truck, right?
Yeah, I did get the quote. Have you put a deposit on that truck or no?
No.
Okay. Do you want to preserve the truck? I know some things are kind of first come, first serve. I don't work for the vendor, just to kind of plan ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that's no problem. And I'll forward it was an email format of the write-up of the cost as a breakdown.
Yeah, that's really actually really helpful. Absolutely. That's fine.
And I can have him write it, on his letterhead if you want. It's called Dumpsters from by Canada.
So is the vendor in Canada or are they in the U.S.?
They're in Canada, but he's a licensed import-export.
Okay.
So he exports into the U.S., so he is in Toronto, so he's like, not far from the border. Something we're going to have to figure out how to handle.
I can actually figure it out for you because I do a lot of out-of-the-country transactions. Canada's an interesting one. So here's how it works with Canadian vendors. And it has to work for – all the wheels have to turn because you have to have your program. It's like fitting a puzzle together. If you're in the mortgage business, I'm sure you know this. It's getting you happy and your vendor. So traditionally on approvals, when we work with vendors, they'll never let anything leave their hands without all their money. They won't let anything go without all their money. So what we do is, most of our customers, they want to finance for a reason, and they would appreciate if we pay the deposit or the money up front on their behalf so they don't have to pay for it. The challenge is, it's called pre-funding. We do it on probably 9 out of 10 transactions. The only exception is if a vendor is willing to ship equipment without money. Most vendors we work with would laugh at us if we asked that, but some vendors just let things fly, so they've got different relationships. With your specific vendor, we traditionally can pay a we can't really pay like a Chinese or Italian vendor without an exception. Canada is a little different. We have paid Canadian vendors quite a bit. There's three ways to look at it. The first thing is I would find out from this vendor if they have a U.S. branch, basically if they have any corporation that sells in the U.S., okay?
Okay.
If they sell in the U.S., then they're technically a U.S. vendor, and money is changing hands between a U.S. vendor and a U.S. lender, no big deal. If they are in Canada and they do not have a U.S. affiliate, there's two ways to tackle it. Depending on your exact approval, we might be able to pay this vendor before shipment. We might not. So we might come back to you and say, hey, look, you got a great approval, but we're not allowed to have money change hands until the collateral is located in the U.S. That could happen. And so in that case, what you would do is, since you've got some cash on hand, before that equipment actually, it really depends on when the vendor needs the money. So if the vendor just needs your purchase order to start the equipment and the money before they ship, then it's pretty simple. Then it's, all right, right before the equipment ships, you pay them, the equipment ships, we pay you, and you're out of pocket for a few days. However, it depends really if they want all their money to start production. So that's an iffy subject. So what I would do is, but it can be accomplished, it's just really going to probably come down to you fronting the money. So I would find out, does this person have a U.S. vendor? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have a U.S. corporation? If they don't, then what amount of money do they need to start the production process and or ship? Those are some really important questions for you to ask. I'm also more than happy to talk to your vendor. I've talked to thousands of vendors and can figure out these issues. But those are the basic issues that you want to figure out to make the transaction go smoothly.
No, I understand. But that was one of my concerns, too, was, you know, shipping $50,000 and then having something happen. You know? So I don't know if we meet on the border or whatever, but we're talking about things. But I'll just clarify.
Correct. Yeah, if you've worked with this vendor for the first time, I think it's important for him asking, how much do you need? We can make it work on our side, but having those questions answered really makes the transaction go smoothly. But other than that, a lasting question. Will you have general business property and liability coverage for your business?
Yes.
Okay. I assume you get that started or when you register American VIN, here's the reason why. Work with insurance underwriters all the time. I do not require any type of, you're in the mortgage business, so before a mortgage is done, you really need that insurance certificate, correct? You can't fund it without it. Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
So it's a little different here. We don't require insurance to fund on our equipment. The customer has 15 to 30 days, so we're very hands-off. The only exception is titled vehicles. Because it's a titled vehicle, we are required to have the insurance certificate on hand. With a lot of startup companies, what happens is, the insurance company goes and they try to do what's called personal coverage underneath the truck. And it can kind of turn into, pardon my language, it can turn into a disaster. So what I highly encourage you to do is whoever's going to handle your business insurance, reach out to them and let them know that you want to have, you know, commercial auto policy. So we're going to be looking for an Accord certificate. I can talk to your broker. I can take care of it. But it's ACORD, an Accord certificate. And they'll actually know what you're talking about. It won't be just like a driver's insurance card when you go get a vehicle at a dealer, as a heads up.
Okay.
Other than that, the only thing I'd like you to email me with the quote is the exact address where the location will be in terms of where the equipment's stored, the exact address, and also the office, and then I can get to work.
Okay, one question. So, one of the variables I was considering, you know, normally the pro forma is one truck, 12 bins, second truck, 12 more bins. But I was going to probably buy 20 bins just because he can stack them on two.
Okay.
So in other words, I just would rather, I'm anticipating I'm going to get a second truck. So I'm just, like you said, the bins may take 30 days. I don't want to have a downtime. Once I get rolling, so I'm probably going to go with 20 bins. As many as I feel comfortable with, that as far as financing. We don't obviously want to do this again immediately for any, you know, loans. So I might go with
are you trying to get an idea of, like, what would be the approval limits for a startup, what's available in the marketplace?
Well, I mean, I could do the 12 bins, and that's like maybe $30,000, or I could do the 20 bins for like $50,000. There's about $20,000 difference. I guess what I'm saying, I should probably go for what I feel I'm going to need in the first 6 months.
Correct, but just to give you an idea, so, and if someone has, you know, anything, if they, I'm going to look at their credit, and most importantly with startups, I help underwrite files here, I'm responsible for it. I'm not, startups are not just about credit and cash, they're about who is running this business. Does the person have a good head on their shoulders? Because our fear with the business finance agreement for a startup and the whole fear in the industry, we expect people to be late a few times. If you're in this line of business and you expect people not to be late, you're in the wrong type of business. You don't know what you're doing. The challenge with startups is, within the first 12 months, what is the likelihood that that person just stops paying us completely? And it's a very high probability. And so by me talking to you, I kind of get the feeling that you guys have a plan of attack, you've got some cash saved, you're looking at this as an opportunity, you're not looking at this as desperation, and you've put yourself into a hole, which is quite accurate. So let me give you some ideas of what I think we could cover for you. You're technically not a startup after about 2 years, but let me give you some ideas of what I think I could cover for you, whether you order it now or in chunks over the next few months, so you have some ideas. Besides the truck under this new venture, I would say realistically, the max I would want to commit to you and say, hey, I could definitely think I can do this for a startup is about, give or take, $80,000. So about $80,000 of bins would probably be the max we could cover in addition that I'm confident that we would cover in addition to the bins. I can give you exact numbers tomorrow. That's if it's under a pure startup. The fact that you've got some history, I probably think that number could go a little higher, but I think that's a good idea for you to be pretty confident of what the startup market is available for a new business within that first 12 months.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's more than enough. I mean, the max I would do is spend $60,000, and I mean, I could pay cash or half of it if I needed to keep the number down if I wasn't approved for it all. So that's fine. That's perfect. I'll talk with the vendor and see, you know, what he thinks.
Okay, fair enough. So what I'll do is this. I'll look out for that invoice. I'll look out for that address for both the company address and for the address where the equipment's going. And then I will be in touch with you tomorrow before the close of business on some approval options.
Okay, that sounds good. I have one last question.
Sure.
I'm kind of ignorant with not starting business, but so basically what you're saying on a typical credit report, this will not show up on a personal credit report.
Correct, because it's not a personal loan. So many business loans, like SBA loans and business credit cards, they can show up on both. They'll show up as what's called a personally guaranteed business loan, and they'll actually show up on the credit report. Our case is different. The borrower is the business, so I have never seen any of our credit reports show up on personal debt. I always triple check, but I've never had that issue because we're loaning to the business, not to the customer. And the real issue is this. I have a customer right now who's up in Oregon. They've done their seventh or eighth loan with us in a year and a half. There's no way they could qualify for any type of loan if these loans show up on their personal credit. They have $1 million out with us in different types of loans. And no one's going to lend to someone where, you know, their monthly payments are, they're huge, but their business is growing. And so that's the whole advantage of our program. The actual borrower is the business. It's not the individual.
Okay. Yeah, I have a hard and fast rule. I lend only what I can pay off in cash. So, in worst case scenario, I'll stroke a check and pay it off, and, you know, there's not going to be a late payment. Unless you forgot to put a stamp on something.
You know, the way I talk to customers is the way that I like to be taught to. It's just direct. There's a million customers have told me that. And I just tell them the truth. I go, look, I'm not the person lending to you the money. Bank of Cardiff is. I'm just involved in the underwriting and funding process.
Right.
Give you the best approval available. Most customers highly rate us and myself online, and we are more of a partner in their success. But, yes, it sounds like you don't want to go crazy the first time out, which is reasonable. But other than that, you know, I think the transaction makes sense. Just get me those addresses. I'll assume this is a separate LLC. and a quote on the bins, and then you'll also have to talk to the vendor to kind of figure out what those terms are, and we'll get this wrapped up. So I would say a good idea is approvals tomorrow, go over all terms. If everything works, get you funded on Monday.
All right, sounds good. I'll do my best. I'll get Joe's address, and that's not a problem. My career keeps me pinned down on the phone a lot, so it's kind of, I never know where I'll be or what, but that's fine. That's very fast. So it sounds good. I'll get that information over, and we'll take it from there.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate your time and energy on this.
You got it, guys. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.